You're listening to the Confessions of a Marketing Madman, presented by BentBusinessMarketing.com. Marketing and advertising tactics that are so crazy, they might just work. Strap yourself in, go to your happy place, and enjoy the ride. Here's your host, the madman himself, Andy Sokolovich.
That's right, everybody. I am your host, Andy Sokolovich, owner of BentBusinessMarketing.com, nestled right here in the small Midwest town of Clinton, Iowa. This is episode number one of Confessions of a Marketing Madman, our very first episode. I feel like I should be smashing a bottle of champagne here along my desk, but I want to create this content so that I can help spread a message. A message about what, Andy? A message about avoiding spending gobs of cash on advertising and marketing that doesn't work. And that's the focus today. Today we're going to be talking about something that's not digital. No, my friends, this is a physical item that hangs out in the sky and you see it everywhere that you go. That's right, it's a billboard. They exist. They're along miles and miles and miles of highway. They're in your hometown. You probably passed 24 of them just on your way to work. But the thing about it is, if you're a business owner and you're going to use a billboard to promote your business or your sale or your service offerings, we need to make sure it works. But I could keep going and going about the importance of this, but I think you get my point. Spending money on billboards is not a bad idea. It's far from it, actually. Spending money on billboards without having the ability to track its effectiveness, however, is insanely bad. So if you're like me, you work hard to earn money in an effort to build your business. You pay the bills, you support your family, and for that reason, to me at least, it only makes sense to invest in advertising that is actually bringing in new business and generating new sales. So for years, billboards of all sizes have just peppered the landscape along millions and millions of highway miles. I'm sure you've seen them. It's almost impossible not to see them. I say almost because after prolonged exposure to billboards, this is a fun fact, we actually start to ignore them. That's right, as we drive past that big rectangle in the sky over and over and over again, our brain starts to block out the visual reception and acknowledge that they actually exist. We forget about them. Just the other day, I was talking to somebody and I said, oh, have you seen that billboard on 2nd Street? And the girl looked at me and said, there's no billboards on 2nd Street. Yeah, there's not one. There's like about 6 or 7. But she has just driven that same route back and forth for so many years, she actually forgot there was even billboards there. It completely slipped her mind. So we adapt to our surroundings by ignoring past distractions that are no longer relevant to us. So if we look up and we see that billboard and we say, I'm not interested, chances of us looking up again at that same billboard are probably slim to none. But they are effective. This is the thing, though. They're effective based on specific industry, on the copy that's there, the imaging, the position of the actual billboard. There's a lot of factors that are involved, but we need to make sure that we're tracking that success. So besides our ability to pull down kind of a mental blinder on the face of billboards, many businesses and organizations still use the tool. It's not a bad thing. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to sit here and say no more billboards. But the point of my rambling is that they've received massive returns on their investment only because they knew what worked. They knew the location that worked best for them. But how do we know, Andy? How do we know if this is working for us? Tracking the success of your billboard is simple, but it's often overlooked step in the whole space selection process. Sometimes the idea of seeing your name in 8-foot letters is just motivating enough for you to whip out that old checkbook and write a check to Johnny Billboard Salesman. But before you commit, before you sign off that check, I want you to think about what I'm proposing. I'm going to give you 3 ways that you can track the response rate of your billboard. These are 3 simple things that you can do. Number 1, Google Analytics. Do you have an IT guy or a web design team in-house? Great. Do this. Ask them to attach a string of analytic code to a page on your website that's going to be devoted to a specific URL that you're going to place on your billboard. Don't worry about Googling what's an analytic code. Just tell the IT guy. He'll figure it out. So here's a quick example. You have this billboard up. Now you're going to put your website up. Instead of just putting your www.yourwebsite.com, let's create a separate landing page specific for that sales message on that billboard. So we'll have www.yourwebsite.com/sale55. That way, when they slap that analytic code on your website and people access that specific URL, you're now using Google Analytics. You can keep a count on visitors, the time of day they access the site, and how long they hung around your page to learn more about the offer. Be sure to keep your results pure. Don't promote that same landing page on other forms of advertisement or billboards. So don't send out your mailer and have that exact same www.yourbusiness.com/sale55 on your mailer. You're going to skew the results. We want this to be specific for that billboard. Number two, use a 1-800 number. Most people are comfortable dialing 1-800 numbers still, excuse me. So there's a company out there called IfByPhone, IfByPhone, IfByPhone.com. They have a ton of options that let the user choose dedicated 800 numbers that can be placed on any billboard. And then the best part is you can track it. The toll-free number can be forwarded to any landline too. And that's one of my favorite parts of IfByPhone.com. Then when someone calls about your sale or promotion and they're calling that specific 1-800 number from that billboard, you can see if they're calling the number associated with that billboard and track its success. As simple as on a pen and paper, this guy called from this number. So IfByPhone also offers a ton of options that can yield some massively sexy analytics. If you're the guy type of guy who wants to see the numbers, they have a cool analytic backend. But something as simple as whoever answers the phone jotting down that they called from that specific 1-800 number, that's huge. You need to start tracking that stuff. Number three, use a keyword. So for instance, on your billboard, it says, when you call, be sure to mention the keyword party time and receive an additional 10% off your purchase. This is probably the easiest and most cost-effective method to track your success, folks. I know you're pretty smart. You wouldn't be listening to this podcast if you didn't care about advertising effectively. So you can probably already figure out how this technique works. Just be sure to keep a pen and paper, like I said earlier, handy by the phone. So when somebody calls up and says, oh yeah, and I'm supposed to use the keyword party time, you could say, yes, you are. Thank you for using the keyword. Here's your additional 10% off. So, and don't be afraid of them not using the word in response to your ad. Listen, some people say, well, Andy, what if Jim goes and sees that if he says party time, he saves 10%. And then Jim tells Joe and Joe tells Jill and Jill tells Karen. And who cares? That's resulting in sales. Factor in that 10% loss because you've already discounted it. So hopefully you built it into the price of your service or your product. Don't worry about that stuff. So there you have it, folks. I just gave you three simple ways to prevent a massive leak in your bank account of wasted billboard advertising dollars. Advertising in the right place is key to any business success, whether it be billboard, digital, it doesn't matter. But being able to track the results in an effective and calculable manner is what makes the difference between running an awesome marketing or advertising campaign and running one that just simply exists. Okay, you have to be able to track this stuff. So depending on how hungry you are, how much you want to build your business, you'll listen to this podcast and you've taken some notes. I know I talk really quick because I'm the madman and marketing stuff is just so easy for me to kind of blurt out. So go back, listen to this podcast for a second time if you need to. Put it on your iPhone, your iPod, whatever it is, how you consume digital media, and listen to it over and over and over again. Just do me a favor. Don't get so jaded by seeing your business name or your personal name in those gigantic letters and saying, this is going to change everything for me. Do your due diligence and make sure you can track the effectiveness of your billboard. Just because it's huge and just because it's right there along the road doesn't mean people are picking up what you're putting down. Track it, track it, track it. All right, folks, this is it for episode number one. I'm going to keep these things short and sweet, give you a bunch of information, then I'm going to throttle back and start working on round two. So if you want to email me, shoot me an email at Andy, A-N-D-Y, at bentbusinessmarketing.com. You can hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/bentbusinessmarketing. And we do tweet, not as often as I like to, but you can find us on Twitter at bentbiz. That's B-E-N-T-B-I-Z. If you're the type of person that wants to give me a ring on the old phone, you can call 815-441-2219. Again, that's 815-441-2219. Again, this is your host, Andy Sokolich at BentBusinessMarketing.com, and I will talk to you guys soon. See you.
Thank you for listening to the Confessions of a Marketing Madman presented by BentBusinessMarketing.com. Please keep your hands and feet inside the ride until the podcast comes to a complete stop.